Why acting according to memory is not acting at all? Yeah, what is memory basically? Memory is all of your accumulated experiences, good and bad, when you go through life. So, what does all this include? All of your knowledge, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your learning, your belief system, your whatever life experiences, including phobia, insecurity, fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, jealousy, envy, delusion. And these are all accumulated in the memory. Of course, there are some happy moments when you are successful in certain aspect of life. Then when you did very well in your academic exam or whatever. And sometimes you celebrate a very memorable birthday or whatever. So all this you accumulate into your memory. So if you were to look at all these mind states, most of them, in fact, almost all of them, they have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Because before you become enlightened, you have only one instrument to act. Acting according to memory. Your everything you do as a human being. Every moment of sense experience via your sixth sense. You actually go to your memory. So if you were to understand what is going on, this sixth sense, the five basic senses, and the brain, that means your eye, your ear, your nose, your tongue, tactile, and thought process. The brain. Through these six sense bases, together with sense data and upon contact, the mind becomes conscious of the world. Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. And this is how you come to know the world. Then because our senses, our memory, this is also how we interact with the world. That's why all this become your character, become your whatever personality. So if you are to act according to all this, which is not based on wisdom and understanding of the nature's law that governs life and existence, means you don't comprehend life, you don't understand life, you don't understand truth, the reality of life and existence. And because of that, the evil roots will condition the wrong thought. Give rise to affliction, misery, sorrow, lamentation, like and dislike. You continuously stir your mind like that Trinity triangle. From the pure awareness which you cannot see, you only use it to create thought, the thinking process. By doing that, you create the mundane thinking, the mundane mind, and without wisdom, you become heedless. That's how living beings get themselves entangled with life. Of course, you can use thought to study, to analyze, to reason, to develop technical skill, to study, to be academically very good, with a lot of knowledge. But this is not wisdom. This one cannot liberate your mind, cannot free your mind. Where the basic delusion that causes your suffering and misery is security, self-delusion. When you deludedly grasp at the five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that it is real, that is what you are, And because you think you exist, you think other also exist. That's why this division create a lot of suffering, misunderstanding, conflict, even war. So understanding this is very important. That's why when you act according to memory, it means you act according to your fear, your insecurity, your phobia, your scars of memory, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your covetousness, your possessiveness, your violence, your aggressiveness. So all these are very negative. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Then how do we act? We need to meditate. We need to develop awareness, stability of it, leading to heedfulness, to have the direct seeing and the awakening, to insight into phenomena, so that we can insight into the three universal characteristics of all phenomena, anicca, dukkha, anatta, or what we translate as impermanent. When you want thing, you wait, which is not nature's way, you grasp, you cling, suffering arises. That is also a universal characteristic. Then finally, because it's impermanent, it is a phenomenon, not a permanent unchanging entity. If it's not a permanent unchanging entity, then how can you say this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine? Then like the Buddha said, how can you say this form and mind is me? It is self. Self means it's under your control. You can tell it. Yeah? Let this be such. Let this not be such or thus. But it doesn't listen to you. Then the other thing is the five aggregate of form and mind, the human physical body and the consciousness, the four aggregate of Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana. These five aggregate, they exhibit their same universal characteristic. So when they exhibit this same universal characteristic, you cannot attach, you cannot cling. You cling, you suffer. That's why the Buddha asks, is form permanent or impermanent? Then they reply, repeat for all the aggregate. Then he said, if form, all the aggregates of mind, feeling, perception, sankhara, and vijnana, if they are self, then it will not tend towards suffering. True or not? You can use your ability where it's you, self, then say, may the body don't get old, don't get sick, and don't die. May it be thus, may it not be thus. But you can't. So because of that, the Buddha proclaimed the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. Then the ascetic, after the sutta finished, they all five become arahant. So an easier way to understand all this is the five aggregate of form and mind is not me, not you. It's an illusion or delusion. Is to ask, if the physical body is me, you will not go the way of nature. That's not. The other way is, it is made out of the four elements. There is no consciousness inside. How can it be you? So obviously it's not you. That's why it goes away of nature. It will experience birth, old age, sickness, and death. These are the first four realities of life and existence. First noble truth reality. So similarly, when you go through the other aggregate of Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana, feeling Vedana arise and pass away, do you die? You didn't die. Then what is feeling? Feeling cannot be you, yes or no? If it's not you, why did it arise in you? How did it arise in you? That is Patisyasamuppada. That is what we call mindfulness, awareness, training. When you're aware, you can see feeling is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, based on what? Conditioned by your views, opinion. Then you react to it, you stir your mind. That's why feeling can become pleasant and unpleasant or neutral feeling. So this is a very clear-cut way. Similarly, perception, sankhara and vijnana, they arise and they pass away. You didn't die. So how can it be you? If it's not you, why did it arise in you? When you are mindful, aware, you can see clearly. Everything is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. That's why they say everything is conditioned dhamma, each year you wake up. Then whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. That's why you look at the front of the temple facing my direction. On the right, there is a what, tortoise or what? Is it a tortoise or a turtle? Then with the stone carving with the wordings. You don't just look in front, no. Look at the back. The first few words which I know how to read, I think it is stated like 诸法缘起, something like that. I forgot already. Correct, right? 诸法缘起, you are not wrong. Those few words. Means all Dhamma, they are dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon, not a permanent unchanging entity. There is no permanent unchanging entity behind. Just that few words, if you have the wisdom from the past, you will awaken. I remember when they did it in the previous retreat before they locked down. I remember Ingby and a few Kayanta, we were there. Then I asked Ingby to read to me. The moment I heard the word, I understood. I said, this is beautiful. So like Huining, I may not know how to read the word, but when you read it, pronounce it to me, I understand. Because the word is 文字. It points towards the truth, but it's not that truth. Understand? Truth need to be understood. When you have awakened to it, when you have the understanding, the moment the words are read out or proclaimed, you understand. That is what Dhamma is. It's not memory, it's not knowledge. Okay?